Ministry of Health says one new case was recorded on Sunday, September 18th from rapid antigen tests. No recoveries were noted on Sunday, and no one is currently hospitalized with the virus. 9,448 cases of COVID-19 and 9,330 recoveries have been reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to date. 116 people have died from the virus, and 72,687 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered locally. 37,220 persons have received their first dose, 31,319 have received their second dose, and 4,148 persons have received boosters. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health said the COVID-19 testing and quarantine requirements for travelers to St. Vincent and the Grenadines have been lifted as of September 18, 2022. Regionally, Barbados on Saturday recorded 33 new COVID-19 cases. Of the positive cases, 3 persons were under the age of 18 and 30 were 18 years and older. And in the Bahamas, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 37,187. Internationally, a bus transporting residents to a COVID-19 quarantine facility in China has crashed, killing 27 of those on board. The coach overturned on a motorway in the southwestern province of Guizhou, and another 20 people were injured. Only 2 people have died from COVID-19 in Guizhou province since the pandemic struck almost 3 years ago. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has said the COVID-19 pandemic is over, but the data says otherwise. While cases have decreased dramatically, there are still thousands of cases being reported across the world, and hundreds of people are still dying from it every day in the United States. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.